smiling poo, eggplant. We've been through them all this morning. Your favourite emojis, what do they say about you? What are emojis? To discuss this with you, Steve Sammartino. He is a futurist. Whatever that is, Steve, what is a futurist?
So I'm someone who studies technology and its impact on society and technology. And the way I do it, real easy, is I really like to look at anthropology in the past and human behaviour. That's the bit that doesn't change. And then study...
Because it's done.
That's right. And well, and also because the human brain is a really old-fashioned thing that's 200,000 years old without a software upgrade.
Got it.
And then I look at emerging technology, and technology is really just the tools we use to do the things that we want. And you marry those things up together, and then you'll get a sense of what's going to happen economically and socially.
But does that mean, therefore, that we need emojis?
Well, language is the most important of all the technologies we've ever developed. And it's one of the most early ones too. I mean, the first cave drawings on walls that we found, I think it was 71,000 years ago in Spain. And they were emojis drawn with pigments and paint on cave walls to tell us where to hunt and what to do, and sharing information and passing it down to the next generation and documenting the stories of what we did. And so language is the thing that differentiates us as a species, because what we get to do is we get to tell the story of what we did and how to do things, and then our knowledge accumulates across generations, and we're the only species that can do that. And so emojis are really an evolution in our technology where we can go back to telling stories through pictures again.
So everything old is new again through an emoji.
Absolutely. And the reason we went to written language is because the original languages that we had, cuneiform, we had hieroglyphics. If you look at Mandarin Chinese, that's a pictographic language.
What do you mean?
So a pictographic language is a language which is based on little pictures, and they develop. And even parts of the English language through Latin are based on pictures. The letter S is based on a snake and the sound that it comes from. So the phonetics that come together are usually all based on pictures if you go back far enough.
Mm.
And the reason we went to written word structures and sentences is because we had to simplify it to make it easier, because drawing it was hard and slow, and we needed to communicate more quickly.
Goodness. So in actual fact, emojis are perfectly natural.
Humans think in pictures. We don't think in words. The words are used to describe a picture in your brain. When you think of a memory of any moment you had, you're not thinking of a sentence. You've got a visual story. And what happened was, we went on this big cycle with technology, and when printing press came along and we could tell stories, we did that just because it was simpler, not because it was better. So now what we're doing is the technology has caught up to the point where we can now use pictographs again, but more detailed, more instantaneous, in your pocket on that piece of devil glass that we all carry around with us, and we can share a picture straight away, and
someone can say, "Oh, she fancies me."
Well, you know, the beautiful thing about it is the interpretive potential for emojis, because of course, what one emoji means to you and what one means to me can be entirely different things. And in fact, you can have different emojis that mean different things to a different audience based on the dialect that you've developed together.
Go on, tell me.
Well, my mum used to send me the poo emoji.
The smiling
quite
poo.
Quite frequently, smiley poo. But she thought for a very long time that it was a chocolate Mr. Whippy, because I asked her. I said, "What are you sending me?" She said, "I thought it was a chocolate Mr. Whippy. I love you, my son."
It's proved very popular.
So you say, you know what the emoji count is now?
What?
We've got 3,178.
Wow.
And you know what's really weird and funny is that there's a company called the Unicode Consortium. When you hear the word consortium, you think big, important people making global decisions in a dark room. Just sitting. The Unicode Consortium is a group of technology companies who come together to design the emojis and approve the emojis that go across our devices.
Really?
Yeah. And so they have, you know, Apple, Samsung, all of these companies are involved in the Unicode Consortium, and they agree on the emojis, and then they get put out, you know, every 3 or 6 months with a new set of emojis.
They have to be approved.
They have to be approved. Because what you need is a platform where they can go across all of the devices, and they need to be a cross-platform technology. So they need to be interoperable.
Right. So do you know how many people send total messages all in emojis? I know that Julie Bishop...
I don't know the exact details, but I know that 80% of phone users use emojis, and across the world as well. So emojis are the most common language used in the world today.
More than English, more than Spanish.
Yeah, more than all of them. So the power languages we've got are English, Hindi, Mandarin and Spanish. They're the four power languages, but emojis are more common than all of them by a long shot. And even, you know, the move towards visual language, GIFs are really big. So GIFs are those little visual images where you take part of a video and it just does like a little repetitive cycle of that video, and often you have a little comment underneath. They're very popular where you have like little scenes from movies and TV shows because it can express an emotion and a statement, you know, in 1 second, quicker than a couple of sentences as a response to something. And at the current ratio, we're sending 7 billion of those a day. Now, remember, there's only... You know, half of the world is on the internet now. So that's one for every man, woman and child already. So the visual language is increasing exponentially as a primary form of use today.
So we started with it, we went off it, and now through technology, we've brought it back because we had a need for it.
Yeah, we had a need and it became easier to do it. And we know intuitively that that's a quicker way to get our point across with our communication. So communication is a tool that's all about the utility and the flexibility. And so the flexibility and utility of emojis and pictographic language using our devices has got to a level now where it's maybe more useful than language in the written sense. And so we're transitioning back to that because it became possible again.
How funny. So kids are going to start school in year seven and pick up a language, and instead of it being Indonesian or Mandarin or German, or be emoji.
Well, they might be doing their exams.
In emoji.
Well, you know, to read a newspaper in Mandarin, I speak a bit of Mandarin, and to be able to read a newspaper or be educated at a tertiary level, you need to know around about 3,500 characters to construct, you know, sentences of meaning. And the emojis, we're really close. What did I say? 3,178. We're really close.
Well, I think I might just send you one now, just the thumbs up and no eggplant.
No eggplant.
No eggplant. Allergic to eggplant.
Yes, me too. Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
Absolute
Steve
pleasure.
Steve Sammartino, futurist, speaker, man who knows his technology. I'm glad we nutted that one out.